planet?
I've asked the question before, and I'll ask the question again now. Although I don't really need to answer to ask for an answer from you, because the answer for me is right now. When's it acceptable? And I think this is probably more an apropos question for professional sports leagues, specifically the National Football League. When is it okay? Because there is a time where it becomes okay. When is it okay to start rooting against your team? When's it okay for you to say, you know what? I hope we lose. I hope we lose. Because the answer for me was halftime of last night. I'm over it. I'm done. It's not fun anymore. Like, and I know that sounds spoiled and entitled. And if this was, you know, if this was a team that was 6-2 and lost back-to-back games and their fans did this, you'd be like, shut up. If Lonzo came in here and the Chiefs were 6-2 and lost some games and went, I don't have fun watching the Chiefs anymore, we'd all go, shut up.
They're going to lose some games this year, so it's going to happen.
Sure, yeah. But there better not be a point where a fan of the back-to-back Super Bowl champs comes in and goes, football's not fun.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Right, because you're not that guy. Football's not fun for me last night. It's not fun for me. A five-game losing streak, getting embarrassed in all of it's not fun for me anymore. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo on the ones and twos. Great to have you as we celebrate a Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
It's weird. This has been a long week. I don't know why.
You're right. It has been a long week.
I was thinking that driving in this morning. It's like, I usually don't say this, but it's finally Friday. And that's just not something that I normally think, but it's like, it's finally Friday.
A long week.
It's because it got cold. I think that's part of it.
A long week got dramatically longer for me last night.
I got to admit, I started watching it and it was so bad. I'm like, you know what? I can't. Turning this off.
It was so bad, great one. So Doug Irwin is the CBO of the Greenville Triumph, and he's also a friend of mine. Big Broncos guy. And so we planned out like a week ago.
Doesn't that figure?
Right. Big friend of mine off the show and a Broncos guy. And for like a week and a half ago, I texted him. I'm like, yo, you and your lady friend, me and mine, let's hit the bar and grill next Thursday and watch the little Saints Broncos. What do you say? And he's like, yep, sounds great. And the text messages betwixt the two of us discussing last night's contest going into last night's contest were two dudes both refusing to say, my team will beat your team. Both of us were like, oh, this is going to be embarrassing. It's going to be atrocious. We get to halftime of that game. Doug's like, this isn't fun for you, is it? No. It's very, very not fun. The fact that I took time out of my day to go watch that booty cheeks performance, I felt like an idiot. Unbelievable, dude. And here, you know what? I ordinarily don't jump in this fast with this. Let me go ahead and play you the audio from halftime from Amazon Prime, Al Michaels and Herbie, as they dial in on the last 16 seconds of this game. Oh, God, I'm an idiot. Hang on. I got to switch the channel over because Rob's a big dumb.
Well, I understand because, you know, the first thing played, so you just automatically think the next thing's going to
play.
Yeah,
that's on me. Here's Al and Herbie as we approach halftime. There you go. There's Alan Herbie as we come to halftime, and what you got there was Al going, and that's the way it's going to end. Oh, wait, no. Dennis Allen's calling a timeout for no reason. Hey, are you excited about the food? Are you hungry? Creole versus Cajun. Oh, now they're going to take a knee and run out the clock. Anyway, here's the halftime show. Like, it was.
I'm sorry I didn't make it to halftime. I turned it off somewhere in the second. I should have at least made it that far.
No. We should have switched. I should. Let me tell you how it went down. Doug and I met up. All right. He brought his lady. I brought mine. We had a couple of other buddies show up. Keegan came out. Andrew came out. Like a group of us went out to watch this game. And there was a point about midway through the fourth quarter. There was a point about midway through the fourth quarter. Lauren, Doug's wife, my wife, and another one of the girls was there, and they were all kind of off talking to the side. And me, Doug, Andrew, Chris, Keegan off talking to another side. And at one point, the lady leans over and she goes, "Hey." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she goes, "How's Rat Daddy doing?" Because she's all in on Rat Daddy now.
Oh, come
on. She's all in on Rat Daddy.
Come on.
She woke up and sent a text to me, my mother, brother. Because she's in our, you know, she's a Saints fan by marriage now. She yesterday at 7 o'clock in the morning sent a text to my family's group chat that said, "Happy Rat Daddy Day." All right? She's all in. So she leans over and she goes, "How's Rat Daddy doing?" And I went, "I don't know." And she goes, "What do you mean you don't know?" And I was like, "I don't know. I stopped watching at halftime." She's like, "Why are we here?" I'm like, "Fellowship. That's all I got right now. All I got is the ability to lean on my friends to get me through these tough times, these trying times."
Were you wearing Saints gear?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I went out, for the record, I'm still the dude that's going to show up on game day with the Florida Lee adorned. Like, I love my team.
Except for last Monday. But that's fine.
No, I went out that night wearing Florida Lees. I didn't come in here wearing Florida Lees. Because the last thing that I wanted was somebody saying, "Oh, yeah, Rob came in there wearing Florida Lees in front of Lonzo. He's talking bleep." No, I'm not. We suck. I told you that. I called that game down to the exact specifics of who was going to do the damage. It was right there.
Or you were worried about, you know, people like captioning or something.
No.
The picture of, you know, me and the Chiefs gear and you in the Saints gear.
I just
didn't know if you had any anymore.
No, there's no Lonzo.
You don't wear. I mean, just because your team is losing doesn't mean you can't represent.
When I tell you a thing's a thing, that's the thing. There's no nefarious reasons. I wasn't about to sit here in front of you adorned in black and gold knowing we were going to get our rear ends waxed that night.
Because I'm known to do just talk stuff about my team all the time.
No, because what you do sometimes, what you do sometimes is I make like a haha funny little joke, and you're like, "Oh, you're disrespected. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
That's a joke, and it's only a joke because you didn't see the obvious disrespect that was done to them that season, and that's why it's going to be a thing forever because your inability to see.
I saw that pass interference that got missed back in the day, 2019. I will say this. I hit the point last night, and I've asked the question before, and I know it's kind of an abstract answer. I've asked the question before. Where's the point that you root against your team to lose? When is the point that you go, I hope we get cooked. I hope we get roasted. Because I told Keegan at halftime last night, we're sitting on the couch. I was sitting next to K-Dog, and I looked over, and I said, "Is it bad I hope we get beat by 50? Is it bad I hope the Broncos cover the over-under by themselves? Is it bad that I hope we walk out of this game losing like 53-0? Because we were getting shut out at that point.
So when you're rooting against your team, for what? You want the coach fired. You've wanted that for a long time. I mean, a lot of times when people root against their team at a certain point in the season is because they're looking forward to the draft and the possibility of bringing someone in that could turn things around. But they're not going to draft a quarterback.
No, it's 100% Dennis Allen. It's 100% the joke. And the problem is this. The problem is ultimately the fact that while Dennis Allen's bad at his job, and he is, The problem we have, and this is to me, this might be the most difficult part. And I know I'm making segment one about me, but shut up. It's my show.
You can make the whole show about it if you want.
I could. I haven't ruled it out yet. I haven't ruled it
you
out yet.
You might get an email. I don't know.
I haven't ruled it out yet. The most difficult realization to make as a fan of professional sports is the realization that your team's ineptitude is generated in the administrative offices primarily. Dennis Allen's bad at his job. I'm not arguing that. Dennis Allen has a career win percentage that, with that loss last night, has now dipped below a third. Dennis Allen loses 2 out of every 3 games he coaches historically as a coach. He loses 7 out of every 10 games that he coaches. If you extrapolate that out to a 17-game season, my man goes 5-12 every year.
I'd love to see the graph on that.
Okay, I'm just going to write the numbers 5-12 next to each other and put them up on the screen. That is what he has averaged as a head coach in the National Football League. And yet, despite the fact that last year we did not win one of the worst divisions in the history of the National Football League, top to bottom, one of the worst divisions ever assembled, and didn't make the playoffs in one of the worst divisions ever assembled, my front office, for whatever reason, has decided that that's the guy we're going to hitch the wagon to. And when I look at, and I know I'm going deeper on a show that is about not my team that I probably should hear, but I got to get, I'm sorry, you're all my therapist right now, all right? I'm laying back on that weird couch that only has like, it's like a flat couch, but it only has one side with an arm on. I think they call it a fainting couch, okay?
Yeah, I think that's is what, I don't know why you're apologizing. We all expected this. So.
I'm laid out on the fainting couch, which is apropos named right now because I'm so damn mad I want to pass out. I'm laid out on the fainting couch, and you all get to play my therapist here for a minute. We have an owner who cares more about being a big wig in high New Orleans society than she does the football team that she owns. She cares more about being able to go out into the social clubs, into the Mardi Gras cruise, and throw her weight around as a high roller to show everybody how awesome she is than she cares about the football team. I got an owner that sued her own daughter, who was supposed to take over the team, someone who actually does care about the football team, in order to maintain it, and then does nothing with the football team. She does nothing with it. Nothing. 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 She does nothing with it. And like, I'll give him this. As much as I think he's a joke and bad at his job, at least Jerry Jones goes in there and tries to get something done, right? Not my owner. She's MIA, completely MIA. You want to know where Gail Benson is? Throw a $5,000 a plate charity dinner in New Orleans. She'll show up to that when she can stand in front of the paparazzi and show everybody how amazing she is. Then she'll be there. I got a general manager who, and we're in a weird spot, because he did a whole lot to make sure that the entire Drew Brees era happened. Even though we only got one Lombardi out of it, I really enjoyed football during the Drew Brees era, because even when the Saints were bad, they were a good team in the Drew Brees era. But then, he's just, what since then? What since then? We've continued to kick the can down the road, not far enough that we can actually make a run while the window slams closed on our own genitalia right now, but not bad enough that you can say it's a rebuild and a reset. We're just like hovering in the middle. Bringing Jeff Ireland. What the hell has Jeff Ireland done since he got there? I don't understand how it is that we all see it. Everybody watching this team sees the ineptitude of this crap-ass franchise that I'm a fan of right now is in the front office. It's generated in the front office, and it trickles down, which is why, despite the fact that this man is a career loser in Dennis Allen, like, it's bad enough that, yes, it now feels personal to me, right? I It is one thing to go on the mic and go, this guy's not very good at his job. This guy's just not very good at his job. It's another thing to get on the mic and go, this guy's a loser. You listen to this show, you know I'm not the host that goes, ah, this guy's a bum. Get him off the field. He's a bum. I'm not that guy. Because I know the worst NFL player is still one of the best 200 or 300 football players on planet Earth. All right? He's not a loser. He's just not as good as a bunch of freak athletes. It happens. Dennis Allen's a loser. Statistically, he's a loser. The man has won less than a third of the games that he's coached. If Lonzo and I came in here every week and we did one, maybe two good shows a week, do you know what they would call us? Unemployed. All right? 32%. That's where he stands right now. We have lost 5 games in a row. And I'll tell you what's happened. Clint Kubiak came in. The passing offense exploded in weeks 1 and 2. Everybody started talking about how Clint Kubiak gets all the credit for what's happened in New Orleans. He came in. He changed the passing game. He changed the offensive system. He changed this. He changed that. And would you look at that? The Saints dropped 47 on the Panthers. They dropped 41 on the road at Dallas. Clint Kubiak's got this team pointed in the right direction. Everything's great. Dennis Allen got all butthurt about it because everybody's talking about how Clint Kubiak deserves all the credit for the resurgence in New Orleans. And so he went in there and went, no. I'm taking everything back over. I'm not a delegator anymore. Now I'm in charge again.
Wait, do you know that? Did that really happen?
Are you just guessing?
I mean,
there is a gentleman down there who covers the team for Odyssey that I have had text message conversations with about, and he goes, Dennis Allen is more involved now than he was in weeks 1 and 2. He is more involved in everything, including the offense. You know, noted defensive coordinator Dennis Allen is now sitting in on quarterback meetings. He's never been a quarterback, but he's up in the meetings directing them. You're not that, bud. Give it to the guy that had us dropping 40 burgers on the road in week 2. Nope. Can't have it. Can't go in there. Can't go in there and just let somebody else have the credit for winning those games. So I'm at the point now. I hope we win one more game this season. I hope we beat Atlanta. All right? I hope we beat Atlanta. Carolina, I've never said this before. I'll never say it again. I hope Chuba Hubbard runs for 190 yards on us. Did you see the numbers they were showing last night? The Saints, going into the fourth quarter, the Saints had been outscored 59-3 in the last 6 quarters of football. 59-3. That's what I'm watching right now. And I get on the radio and I go, I hope we get our asses kicked every week for the rest of the year. I hope we don't win another game. And I go, oh, you're a bad fan. Am I? Because I stayed up to watch that horse hockey last night. I'm so mad I have to say horse hockey because I feel like if I say horse anything else, I might accidentally say horse bleep on the radio. So I got to say horse hockey so that I don't get fired because of Dennis Allen's dumbass. Anyway, good morning. Happy Friday. Let's have a show, shall we? We look ahead to the football weekend. We got coming up later on in the show at 7:20. Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joins us. Opening day tonight at the Well. We'll talk to him about that. 9 o'clock, the boys from the Moving the Chains pod come by to talk some high school football between here and there. Whatever y'all want to get to, I'm going to walk in the hallway, cool off, use my hat to fan the sweat dripping off of my neck, and we'll reset and come back in a better mood. He's Lonzo. I'm mad. Sorry, I mean, I'm Rob. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, with you today. Let's take it away from my fervor, fever, anger, whatever you want to call it this morning, and let's put it into a general sense because
Did you say general seance?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right.
Remember how last segment you're like, I don't. You don't have to point it out. Yeah, I.
Okay, all right.
I screwed the pooch on that one hard.
I mean, sometimes you use words that I'm unaware of, but that really sounded like seance.
No, yeah. I'm the Madre texted during that break, and she's like, you feel better? No, No. I'll tell you when I'll feel better. When the Super Bowl's on. Do you understand how much? When we spend 200 days every day counting down to football, when we spend 200 days in the offseason going, all right, 113 days left, 97 days left, 52 days. Guys, 31 days, a month away, 2 weeks away. And then worse. The biggest tease of my life. We come out in weeks one and two and just drop nukes on people. The fourth most points ever scored in the opening two games of an NFL season. In the every great offense you've ever thought of. The greatest show on turf. Right? The Megatron Lions. All these great offenses. And we score the fourth most points in the opening two game stretch ever. And it's like, are we good again? Are the Saints back? No. Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Hey, stop self-inflicting. Okay, you said you were moving on, but instead you still want to just keep stabbing yourself.
I'm going to be able to move on. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I think I'll be moving on when Dennis Allen gets Robert Salad at some point.
Big football weekend coming up. MLB playoffs is going
on. We're coming to all of it. All right.
Okay, all right.
We're going to get to all of it, but it's fresh, Lonzo. It's fresh. All right? It's kind of like, you know how when a relative passes away, for the next few weeks, it's like every little thing reminds you of what you've lost. When you break up with somebody or you get divorced or whatever, like for the first handful of weeks, maybe months, every little thing reminds you of that person. Like, oh, we used to ride in a car together. Every time you see a car, you're like, oh, we used to ride in a car together. You can't go places you used to go because it just brings back the memories. It's fresh. It's raw.
I'm curious, for those of you who are listening this early, do you care that much about your team that you will make yourself physically ill and lament on times gone by when your team was good?
Do you not? I mean, well, in fairness, you can't because all your teams are good right now.
That's not true.
It's not fresh to you.
That's not true. The Panthers, I root for the Panthers. People don't understand how I can root for two NFL teams, but I do, and I have since I've been here. I've been to more Panther games than any other football period, aside from the ones that I play for. And I love the Gamecocks because I covered them forever. Neither one of those teams are doing well,
right.
But I do have other teams that are doing well. Okay, I could have come in Monday morning after Oregon, Ohio State. And just been, just destroying the quarterback.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Your team is still one of the shortest four teams in America to win the Natty. The Saints have dropped five in a row. It's not the same. And respectfully, you're a fan of Carolina. I agree. You ain't got the love in your heart for Carolina that you do Kansas City. That's your team. This is your other team. But that's your team. The Chiefs are your main girl. The Cats are your side chick. And that's not disrespectful, because I got side chicks too when it comes to my NFL teams and my college teams. I got my team, and then I got these other teams that I like, right? I like the Lions right now. I'm rooting for the Lions. They're fun to watch. I like the Bills. I have a kinship with another fan base whose team is known as being losers for their entire existence. I got love for the Bills. That's my AFC team. But ain't none of them my team. I got my team. And my team is booty cheeks right now. It's just bad. It's real bad. So, like, it's just different. And it's not that I'm not the guy, and I can say this sincerely. I'm not the guy that when my team loses, it ruins my week, right? Like, I'm not that guy. But this is
we've all seen otherwise. Today, actually, you're handling it better than I thought you would, because I was expecting something, which still could happen, but I'm expecting a certain kind of day when I got here today. When I turned it off last night and thought, okay, tomorrow's going to be one of those days, I think you're doing better than what I thought you would be. And I think you might actually move on eventually.
I will.
Maybe like around 9 o'clock.
Around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Around 7 o'clock, right. Next hour. I'm not gonna take my drive time hour to just talk about how butt my team is, right? But I am gonna get it out now so that I can move on, right? It's a therapy strategy. where you front load everything going wrong at the beginning of the conversation so that you can go, okay, now we've got all that in the open. Let's move to everything else.
Is Carr coming back this year?
Who the hell cares? Who cares?
You should, because you guys can win with him.
No, we can't. We lost three without him, and now we've lost two with Rat Daddy. And by the way, it ain't Carr or Rat Daddy's fault. It's not. It's the fact that this offense was wide open. This offense was wide open. This offense was running great for two games. And I have it on. I don't want to use the word authority, but I'm going to. I have it on authority from somebody boots on the ground in New Orleans that after those first two games where I got teased into thinking, oh, we're back, baby. It's our division again. All is right in the world. The Saints are the king of the South once again. That Dennis got all up in his feels because everybody was giving credit to everybody except him. And he's like, no, I got to make this about me. I can't have that. I can't have everybody talking about Clint Kubiak. I can't have everybody talking about Derek Carr. I can't have everybody talking about Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, who's out for the year, by the way. Who's out for the year. And Olave missed last night because of a concussion. And three of our starting five offensive linemen from week one are down. Here's the thing. I know we got injuries. We're one of the most banged up teams in the league right now. Do you understand? That doesn't mean you can't get a pass blocking scheme set, right? That doesn't mean Dennis Allen, you're the damn defensive coordinator, my man. They showed a graphic last night. The Saints have given up. Lonzo, we are six games into the season? We have given up over 650 yards after missed tackles. Not contact, missed tackles. 650 yards of offense given up after missed tackles. You're the defensive coordinator. And we got a defense that can't tackle. Running around looking like a bunch of losers out there, man. Like, it's frustrating. So, I've asked it. And I'll ask it again. Where's the point that you root against your team? I look at Rashad Beard, right? My dog Rashad comes on here every single week and talks about the Carolina Panthers. And every week, Rashad's still like, yeah, I want to be competitive, right? I want to be competitive. There's no quit for Quinn. There's no job for Jalen going on. He wants to win. I don't now. I don't want to win. I hope we get thrashed every week. I am so happy that I don't have to watch Saints football on Sunday. You understand? Sunday's the highlight of my week. I wake up every Monday going, make it to Sunday, baby. Make it to Sunday. It's Saints week. Let's go. Even when we're bad, make it to Sunday. I don't think I'm watching football Sunday. I think I'm going to put the lady in the car and we're going to go somewhere.
Really good games Sunday.
I'm obviously going to watch football Sunday. All right. I'm speaking out of emotion here. But I hope we lose. I hope we get hammered for the rest of the ride. I hope we win Atlanta because I can't stand a dirty bird. And then outside of that, I hope we don't win another game because it's the only way that the front office has to do the right thing and move on from Dennis Allen. Has to. And maybe we'll get lucky. And we'll stumble into having some luck. Maybe we'll get lucky and stumble into hiring the right guy to take over. I doubt it. We stink. We're trash. We suck. It is what it is. All right, when we come back, we'll get away from Saints talk. Because I think I got it out. I think I got it out.
I want to point that out that you said that last segment.
I think I got it out.
Okay, all right.
But I don't know that I got it out, but I think I got it out. We'll see. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Okay, I think I'm good. I think we're good now. I think I'm going to elect to look to the positive. It is Friday. I think I'm going to elect.
I just realized you're wearing black today.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a choice. It was a choice. It was absolutely a choice. The season's over. I mean, I knew that going into last night. See, I wasn't going to talk about it, but here we are. I was texting Doug. I was talking to my Broncos buddies. We were going to meet up at the game. I'm like, hey, enjoy your win tonight. Like, take the time to sit and appreciate it. It's
yeah, it's a
I'm
rare.
So mad,
it's
I'm choking
a,
up over
no,
here.
It's a rare thing that the Broncos get a win. So I mean, I can.
Bro, they're above 500.
Yeah, well,
my team's not.
Yeah,
we've lost five in a row. Yeah. I said, enjoy your win. And granted, it was already going to be a tough enough win missing our wide receivers just as a whole, just like, all of them.
All of them, every single one of them.
Yeah. It was always going to be a tough win. For the record, absolutely do not put this on Rat Daddy. Not even a little bit. It's not on Spencer Rat Daddy.
Yeah, he could hang on to the ball a little bit. I mean, he made some mistakes.
My dude got sacked six times.
I know, but you know what? He was sacked in high school. In college, probably sacked in rec league, pee wee, middle school, all that. Hang on to the ball.
I mean, both of the fumbles were in the process of throwing the ball. Both of them were in the process of throwing the ball. Dude's getting hammered behind that offensive line. Like, it's not on him. I still foresee good things from Spencer Rat Daddy Rattler. I think he's going to be fine.
What if you found out that he would play better if you stopped using that nickname?
Then I would, but okay. That's not how nicknames right. work.
Well, it could. Why don't we try it?
No. That's the Rat Daddy. I'm ride or die with the Rat Daddy. But man, this is just it's just bad. You know what? I am going to get away from it because I was feeling good. I was feeling good. I'm like, all right, we got it out. We got the negativity out there early in the show. Let's move on.
It's my fault. I drug you back in.
It is. It 100% is. I take the blame for everything that I can. Not this time. I was ready to go. Here's my question to you. Let's talk college football for a minute. Clemson fans, you in or out on Cade Klubnik being a genuine Heisman threat? I asked John Blau about it on Monday. He said yes. I asked Denton Day from SiriusXM, college football overtime host, about it on Wednesday. I asked last Saturday on Bet for the Cycle, which airs tomorrow from noon to 4 on the BetQL Network. I asked a couple of different college football analysts about it last week, last Saturday, before Clemson got that win. In or out on Cade Klubnik as a Heisman Trophy winner? And I got to tell you, I think I'm in for finalist. I don't think I'm in for winner. And that's not a shot. Let me tell you why. I put up a video about this yesterday on TikTok. Don't judge me. I'll move it over to Instagram later. I'll put it up on Twitter here in a minute, too. But I put up a video yesterday because we got off the show yesterday afternoon or yesterday morning. We got off the show, and I got onto social media because I hate productivity and social media allows me to live vicariously through other people.
Yeah, being productive yesterday was a struggle.
It was a struggle.
It was.
Yeah.
Some of us still did it, but I mean.
Congratulations. I was, but like later in the day. All right. And then I went home. I was productive for like an hour.
Lots of office conferences yesterday.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We were the cool kids in class yesterday. Anyway, I got off the show. I popped on social media. I went to the X, and ESPN's college football account had put up a poll question. The question was, Dylan Gabriel's 3-touchdown performance led Oregon to a massive win over number 2 Ohio State. Does he have your vote for this year's Heisman Trophy? And they put Lonzo 4 candidates for Heisman into the mix. The four names they threw up there were Dylan Gabriel from Oregon, Travis Hunter from Colorado, Ashton Jeanty from Boise State, and Cam Ward from Miami. Now, lock in your vote. Of those, let's say just those four. We'll come to Cade in a minute. But of those four, Dylan Gabriel at Oregon, Travis Hunter at Colorado, Ashton Jeanty from Boise State, and Cam Ward from Miami, who's your vote going to?
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
because he's amazing on both sides of the ball and makes an impact on both sides of the ball. If he was playing one way, maybe not so much, but I think the two-way thing's got to factor in.
Travis Hunter was a pick for 17.9% of the audience. All right? There were, just so you know that it's a respectable sample size here. This wasn't a poll with like 75 votes on it. This poll, Lonzo, has 289,206 votes. That is a large enough voter pool that you can weed out. You can say that it will effectively remove the troll votes. All right. It is inevitable that whenever I post a poll on like the Fan Upstate's Twitter page or whatever, and it gets 100, 200 votes on it, inevitably, I can throw a joke answer in there, like a clearly this isn't the right answer. Rob's just putting in there to have a laugh answer. And that will get like, you know, some small percentage of the votes. And those are people that are either A, trolling, or B, just clicking on an answer to get the poll results to see what the percentages are. 289,206 votes as of my most recent check. Large enough sample size to remove the trolls. Large enough sample size that I think you can even say it removes fan bias out of the equation with over a quarter of a million votes. Travis Hunter got 17.9% of the votes. Now, if I tell you there's four possible answers here, 17.9 would make you think he's probably, what, third on this poll? Maybe fourth? Oh, no. 17.9% of the votes, Lonzo, the second highest percentage of claimed votes out of 289,500. Ashton Janti received 72% of the votes. 72% of the votes. 72%. Now, I'm bad at numbers, but if we look at 289,000 and we say my man received 72% of the votes, that means out of 289,000 votes, roughly 208,000 of them were for Ashton Janti. I went and I looked up this kid's numbers. This kid's ridiculous. This kid is averaging, great one, 9.9 yards per carry. He averages a first down on the run. Averages a first down. Yeah, no fumbles. Doesn't turn the ball over. Has 17 touchdowns. If you're not watching this kid, I don't know what to tell you. You're missing out on something I don't think we've seen since Reggie Bush.
Who's he play for again?
The Boise State Broncos. What?
He's not going to get a lot of people watching him because West Coast.
I don't think Idaho is West Coast.
Actually, yeah, it is.
Idaho's on the West Coast?
Time.
Is Idaho on Pacific time?
Yes.
I don't think it is. Idaho is it?
It's not Central or Mountain. It's
it is Pacific time?
Yes.
Damn. I didn't know that. How about that?
You were so sure of yourself.
Who the hell cares?
You were so
I swore they were mountain time.
You gave me that look. But again, you're wrong.
Okay. In fairness, the only part of Idaho that's in mountain time is just the little chimney part, the little sticky part up top. The entire bottom main part of Idaho is in mountain time. All right, just the little pointy part is in. Why? I don't know. I can't explain it to you. But just a little pointy part.
So you're saying I was right and wrong.
I'm saying we were both right and wrong.
Okay.
For the assumption that Idaho, that Boise is in mountain time, it's fair because the majority of the state's in mountain time. It's just a little sticky, weird part that's in Pacific time, and that's where Boise is. But the point here is, who the hell cares? You got to be watching this kid. Cade's going to catch an invite, maybe.
Mm.
But this is a good list of kids, and Ashton Janti is going to eat up a lot of the vote.
Obviously, if Clemson continues to win, he's got a better shot at it, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, sure.
Well, Colorado isn't playing that great, and Travis Hunter's still in there.
I mean, that's because Travis Hunter's a freak.
He is, absolutely.
But so is Ashton Jeanty. Let me get Dale in here before we run to the top of the hour break. Dale, my football team makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, so does mine, and I give our good friend Coltrane Bryson a lot of it, too, from the Daily Wire. So check this out. Since Labor Day, I've started a diet, and I don't know if it's the diet or my football team that's made me lose 30 pounds.
I'm
a Cowboys fan, and Dak, oh, my gosh. I mean, man.
Here's the good news, Dale. The good news is that, and Jerry Jones said this, it's all the media's fault, Dale. That's the good news for you, if Jerry can get the media acting right down there in Dallas, you'll be going to Super Bowls again.
Well, you know, as much as I love me some Jura, I think he's lost it. He's lost touch with reality. Why we never called Derrick Henry this offseason will continue to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Yep.
I have him on my fantasy team. And thank you, Derrick Henry. Keep doing what you're doing in Baltimore. There's no direction. I don't see a future for my franchise. And I'm sure you probably feel that way now with Dennis Allen still being there. I thought McCarthy would have been fired last year after that playoff debacle.
I mean, it should have been.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing
over and over
again, expecting a different result. So I'm expecting us to, I don't even think we'll win the division or get a wild card berth. I think we won't make the playoffs. And there's no way we can get rid of Dak because we just gave him, $260 million or $240 million over the next 4 years. Yeah.
Dale,
it's bad.
Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Great to have you on the show. I feel you, dog. I do. I have said already. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I said it to Cole Bryson's face yesterday. Your team is 100% until Jerry Jones dies. I don't mean to be macabre, morbid, whatever.
You know what? They said the same thing about the Raiders, and they still stink. Okay.
Oh, I didn't say the Cowboys will be good when Jerry Jones dies. I say they can't be good until Jerry Jones dies.
All right.
Right? They can be, or they won't be, but they can't do it until he gets out of the way. And I can't believe Jerry didn't call Derrick Henry. Well, we all agree. That's one of the least hot takes on the internet. We all agree with that. The comedy gold is that Jerry cannot accept that he's doing a bad job. He cannot accept that anything he's done is wrong. He can't accept that. You want to know why Mike McCarthy's not canned yet? Because Jerry would rather continue to do the same thing over and over than go, "That's on me, dog. That's my bad. That's right. This one's on me. My bad." He's not going to do it. He would rather Dale feel the way that Dale feels. He would rather Cole Bryson. Y'all know Cole Bryson is 17 years old and he looks like that? It's because of the Cowboys. Cole lives with daily indigestion because of his football team. But Jerry would rather deal with that than get on the mic and go, "Yeah, I made a mistake. I made a bunch of mistakes. It is what it is. We got to move on." He would rather say, "That's the media's fault." sometimes idiot decisions can lead to good outcomes. All right, Jerry. All right, bud. Sports flesh.
If you had Cole's indigestion on your bingo card, shout out. The Cleveland Guardians beat the Yankees last night 7-5 in 10 innings. The Guardians racked up 11 hits, including a bottom of the 10th two-run home run by pinch hitter David Fry. The series resumes today in Cleveland at 8:08 p.m. The L.A. Dodgers have made Game 5 an elimination game, taking a 3-1 NLCS lead over the New York Mets with a 10-2 win in New York. The Dodgers stacked up a dozen hits in the game, including home runs from Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. Series has one more game in New York tonight at 5:08. Denver Broncos embarrassed the New Orleans Saints last night in New Orleans, 33-10. I don't know if you noticed, Denver, not a very good team. Tune in tomorrow at 12:30 as Furman Paladins take on the Western Carolina Catamounts. It's Furman versus Western Carolina right here on your home for Paladins football. The Fan, Upstate.